Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big.
Yeah,
ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, and entertainment networking needs. How you doing out there tonight, all you big thinkers and think big listeners? We've got some special guests on tonight. And not only do we have a special guest on, we have one of our original hosts. She's going to be taking control of the show. I just would like to introduce her as Ms. Rain. Ms. Rain, you there?
Oh, hey. It's back to being a soundbite again, big.
If we had a sound bite, we'd be playing Welcome Back, Welcome Back, Welcome Back.
If I could find it on LimeWire, I'd do it.
Now, we've got Leticia Baby Girl Robinson on. She's a professional boxer, 15 fights, 9 by knockout. Leticia, you there?
Yes, I am.
Mind if we just call you Baby Girl?
Absolutely. That works for me.
Okay.
I renamed her Big to Knockout Queen.
She gave me the Knockout Queen. I told her I don't know how they fall, so they just fall.
She walk in the ring, they fall out.
Yeah, they knees just buckle when I walk in the ring. They just fall into the ground. I be like, out of there.
Now, Baby Girl, how can people, before we get started, because sometimes we have these technical issues or anything, is there any way that we can reach you? How can people that want to know what's going on with Baby Girl find out?
Do you have a website?
Well, they can come to my gym. That's where I'm located. I haven't set up my internet yet on MySpace. But they can come to my gym located on 375 West Elm, from San Francisco. 375 West Elm is on the north side of Chicago. It's called the Sewell Park District. It's in the area where I was born and raised at. So since it's like 15 minutes from my house, that's where I train at. So if like anybody want to contact me, they can just come by the gym, and I'm there from 11 to 3:30.
11 a.m. to 3:30.
Yes.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you were raised, you know, things, you know, just something that our listeners can know who Baby Girl is.
Okay, well, my name is Leticia Robinson, better known as Baby Girl. That's my ring name. I'm 27 years of age. I was born and raised in Cabrini Green to a mother of 5. I didn't have a father, so my mother basically raised 5 girls on her own. I'm the baby, so, of course, that's why people call me Baby Girl. I got it tatted on my arm. I was an amateur for many years. I fought a lot in Cabrini Green. I fought a lot of guys, a lot of girls. I fought mixed. I fought families, generations, whatever you call it. I've done it all over there. And a guy approached me and asked me to challenge my anger in a better area, and that's how I got involved in boxing. And I got to say to all the young people that's listening or who will listen, boxing changed me. It changed me a lot because when I was younger, people said I didn't listen a lot. I had a bad temper. I just haul off and fight. And I started boxing when I was 10, so it took me in at 10, and now I'm 27, and I'm still with it. I'm more humble now in my life than I was at 15. I'm more wiser in my life than I was at 20. So I would say to all the young listeners who's listening to me, you know, it's always room for change. Never think that, you know, you can't change something. It's always room for change, and it's always improvement for better things in your life.
Wow, that's great. Now, a lot of you know what? Carla, Ms. Rain.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and just start taking over, because you know how I am. I'll just, next thing you know, I'll be like, oh, that's right, she was on tonight hosting.
And I'll call you. I'm like, you a bad daddy. We have so much fun on the station. It is just amazing. And when we have guests like you, Leticia, it just brings it out. Because what you just said is you did not allow the fact that you was using your fist in a manner stop you from doing something that you had truly grown to love. Because, yes, we know that fighting, you know, out of anger can lead to some bad things, but you channeled that anger into something extremely positive. So that right there is a message in itself. You did not let your circumstances stop you from doing something.
People, now, a lot of people thought, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead. You go
ahead. It's all about you, lady girl.
I know it's about me, but you was going to say something, and I want to hear what you're going to say so I can respond to
it. I told her, she's the queen. She's the queen. No, go ahead and finish telling your story.
Let me ask you a question. Can you let people know when you say that you grew up in Cabrini Green, for those out there that are listening all across the U.S. and who will be downloading, can you tell them just exactly what type of environment Cabrini Green housing projects were?
Absolutely. I'm going to start off saying, so people will understand, the project, Cabrini Green housing project, there wasn't nothing wrong with it. It was the people in them that made it bad. So, to me, Cabrini Green was a great area to grow up and raise your child in. It's just that when the gang members started to gang bang, it left no room for hope for that neighborhood. But we all know in every area as well. But Cabrini Green was one of those areas where, you know, you have to walk your child to school, like, real close. Like, you couldn't let your child hand go. Because you might be walking to school with your child, and your child might get shot in the head. It was places where people would let their kids go to school. Well, that has stopped where the kids are going to school by themselves because people start snatching kids and raping them and things like that. So I wouldn't necessarily say Cabrini Green was a bad place to live. It was the people who came from wherever they came from to live in them that gave that area a bad name. It was rough. It was rough for me, mainly, because I think it was rough for me because I didn't have a father. And when I did find out who my father was at 15, it wasn't really no fun. So it was just like I never had one from the beginning. But nevertheless, it didn't stop me. It didn't break me down. It didn't hurt me. I was like, okay, I'm going to be somebody. Everybody in America is going to know who Letitia Robinson is. And I ain't talking about a rap sheet with the police. I'm talking about just being loyal to my people who I'm with and being humble. And just believing in God, knowing that I can do this. I can overcome whatever he put in front of me because that's how strong he makes you. He makes you overcome things like that. And that's why I'm here today to talk to you guys and try to reach the young listeners to, you know, just let them know life is hard. That's what it is. But, you know, we gotta suck it in and we gotta learn something. We can't just give up because we can't get this pair of shoes or we got an F. We gotta go back hard, open them books, study, dig in and get that A. We just can't give up like that. And I think that's what's the problem with a lot of our young people. We give up too easily, and we don't ever come back and try to get that second chance. And I think that's what we miss and lacking in so much right now. It's hurting our people, and it's sad. And it's sad. And I'm hurting just talking about it right now.
Oh, right. I know it can be very hard. It can be very hard. You did not let your circumstances stop you, which so many young people do. But we definitely know that you are an inspiration to the people that are around you and to the people that's going to hear the show, because I'm sure some parent is going to make their child listen to this show. So what else can Letitia Robinson tell us? You know what I want to know, Letitia? What was it like when you had your first fight when you had the so at that point you became professional. So
yes.
When you went from when you had your first professional fight.
Oh man, I was shaking. I was sweating all over the place. I to be honest, I didn't know what to expect because everybody was like, you know, just go. Everybody was telling me so many things like go out there and keep your hands up, go out there and execute the way you hit the bag, go out there and just relax and have fun. So in the back of my mind, I'm like, they making me more nervous than I'm already am because they was like, you know, if you get cut, don't freeze up when you see your blood. I'm just like, huh? You know, because I was 21, I was young. I'm like, if I get cut, wait a minute, y'all guys ain't telling me this. So when I first got in the ring, I did what I did when I was amateur. I put my foot down. This is my home. This is my town. And I'm going to make it do what it do. And anybody that comes in my town talking about doing anything to baby girl, they, you know, they're going to get you know what happened to them. And after that first fight, it kind of made me feel like I was standing tall, like, oh, these women ain't got nothing on me. And that's how I went through life in boxing, especially when I turned pro. I went through life like, man, these women ain't got nothing on me. Like, I got hit. Don't get me wrong. People always say, I got hit hard. But guess what? I'm still single, sexy, and free, looking good, and still knocking them out, and still undefeated.
Gone with your bad self.
Now, how did boxing, and is boxing truly your passion? I mean, I know you're good at it. You're good at those hands. You're good at fighting. But was that your passion, or did it just happen to come into your passion because you like that physical type like combat?
And that's so amazing that I like talking to you. Boxing was not my passion. It just came to me because, like, that was the only thing to do in the hood. I mean, it wasn't nothing to do but sell drugs, and that's like you was like the other girls. You would have sex all the time, and you shoplifting, you were stealing. I mean, it wasn't nothing to do in the neighborhood, so, yeah, I kind of, like, made my passion. This was nothing I wanted to do. Who want to lose weight all the time? Who want to stay at the house, can't do nothing? But I made it my passion because I didn't want to end up in jail. I didn't want to end up there. And I definitely didn't want to end up with a man who it ain't my town. So that kind of, like, kept me all the way from the streets. I was like, nah, that ain't my cup of tea. I like boxing. You get to travel. You get to whoop people back for free and get paid for. You get to talk all the trash in the world and can't nobody do or say nothing about it.
You know, it's amazing listening to you because I can tell you're tough and you know, unlike some of our guests.
I don't think it's tough. I think by me not having a father, I never know what it felt like to say, Dad, I fail, or Daddy, I got an F on my report card, or Daddy, my stomach hurts, or Daddy, could you read me a story? I never knew how that felt. I never knew how that felt to say that. And I always wanted a daddy. I used to be at school and see parents, you know, up at the school with their kids, and it hurted me because I never had one. So I think my father made me who I am because it took me a long time to respect men because I was just like, how could you bring a child into this world and not be there? And for me to be 27 and able to talk about it, it was times I cried. I couldn't talk. Sometimes I just wanted to, like, die because I'm just like, why would he bring me into this world and don't even want to, you know, be near me? And people were like, well, you got to understand, you know, your mama probably had a lot to play with it forever. My mama the one who told me who he was and where he worked. So if it was all about what my mama was doing, she wouldn't have gave me no insight on the man. But being tough is not what I want to be. I just want to be human. I want to be, you know, human, a woman that's just living her life, that went through the ups and downs and know how it feels to be on the wrong side of the mountain, to climb back up, to come back down on the right side of the mountain.
One of the things that you touched upon a little earlier that a lot of people don't realize or even talk about because they think about just men, but you said, and you don't really hear women say these things, that you didn't want to wind up in jail, which is kind of like telling me that there's a problem out there where we even need to reach out to our young women to have, you know, to have things for them so that they don't wind up becoming statistics. How do you reach out to
okay,
some?
Go ahead. I like your question. Go ahead.
To some of the women and children, females out there who may keep that, because I understand that you're putting together and you're working on some things now to help benefit, you know, women.
Yeah, but what I'm doing now, so people understand, when I say end up in jail, fighting can put you in jail, because when the police see one person bloody and one person just standing there clean, they're gonna lock up the person that's clean because they're gonna assume that, you know, you inflicted this much harm on this person. So when I say, like, end up in jail, I mean, like, defending my honor, defending my, to respect myself. But, like that's what I mean, like, end up in jail. Because, like, where I'm from and where I grew up at, women test you. Like, you ain't cool unless you walking around in Gucci and Prada and Infinity. You can cool unless you got a Dodge Magnum or a Dodge Charge or a Benz or a Lexus. You ain't cool unless you got those things. And to me, I thought just being alive is cool. I thought knowing that your mom and your dad love you and God brought you here, that's cool. But now the I would say the world changed itself. People so caught up on material things and lack of faith that don't value to the price of life, that they don't know what's really going on out here. And, like, when people see me, like, I tell them, I wear what I want to wear because I'm not y'all. I'm different. Call me weird. Call me whatever you want to call me. I'm me. Like the song say, you do you, and I'm going to do me. And that's the way the world should be. but people want to be skinny. People want to look like the girls on the video. The guys on the street want to act like the guys on the video. And to me, black people is not looking at what's really in front of them. How those guys got there, if you listen to their story, yeah, they grind. Yeah, they sold drugs. Yeah, they had to, you know, pop a couple of hits or whatever. But you all going about it the wrong way. It's a lot of jobs out here. If you can't find one here, then leave. No one said you couldn't leave Chicago and move on. I mean, a lot of people that was born and raised here, that's stars, you know, right now. So, to me, that's a lack of an excuse when people say, you know, ain't no jobs, ain't nobody trying to help because you ain't trying to help yourself. I sort of walk past and say, hey, you need help? Let me help you. It don't work that way. First, if I see you out there busting your butt, then I'm going to be like, yeah, I got him. I'm going to help him. I'm going to help her. And to answer to your second question, well, what I'm doing now, I'm training male and females at the gym tonight, like for all the women with low self-esteem, all the women that's getting beat on by men, all the women that's being disrespected by men, or to all the women who think that they just don't got no say-so. You do. I'm a woman to tell you, you got all the say-so in the world because, you know, we can recreate. A man just can help us recreate. We can actually go through the process of recreating a baby. So it's like, you know, I tell people, talk, speak your mind. You know, you helping me out. You giving me ideas. You giving me advice, you know. So what I'm trying to do is give back to my area where I was born and raised, and in Cabrini Green. I'm trying to coach and train people, but the area is so caught up over there, Ralph. I mean, the kids, all they see, they want to come in. We want to knock people out. And I'm like, sweetie, I swear, if it was that easy, I'd be on top of the world right now. I'd be trying to get y'all to work for me because that's how easy it'd be. And I'd be telling them, you know, us as black people, we look always for the easy way out, always. And that's not what it's about. You know, just, you know, if you have a problem and you can't fix it, figure it out. Sit down and think, because that's what God gave us a brain for. You know, it ain't just up there to be in your head. It's up there for you to use it and think with it, you know? But that's what I'm doing right now, Rob.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
We have a caller. Caller 7 and the 773 area, are you on? Yes. Do you have a question for baby girl? Caller.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, caller. Where are you from? Give us your name and where you're from. Caller.
Hello. I can't hear that.
I can hear the caller. 773 area code. What is the other three digits so that caller will know that's who we're trying to talk to?
503.
Would you like to ask a question to Letitia, baby girl? Okay, well, sometimes we have callers, they'll come on and they just want to listen to the show and they may not have a particular comment or anything, which appears to be the case.
Well, that's fine. No. To me, as long as we touch one person, and that's our goal, is to touch one person throughout this whole atmosphere. If we can touch one person, we know we made a change. I ain't looking to change the world. I'm just looking to change one person at a time.
You know, because, you know, what has happened is you have caused a ripple effect. Because when we spoke earlier, you told me the story of the person that helped you, you know, rechannel your energy. He was a ripple in your life. So from what you have done, are now a ripple in the lives of other people that come into the gym. So, yes, one person, if you touch the life of one person, you will definitely cause a ripple effect.
That's what it's about.
You never know how far that ripple is going to go. And that
that's
is the most
important. That's what it's about.
So, you know what we're going to do right now? We're just going to play a song. I could not find your the one song that you said they know. I'm still searching. We might get it before we go off the air. But because you are the knockout queen, I'm gonna play this song.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. go to the Bronx and cut the pepper.
All right. Hey. Without me even saying, we know it, because I heard somebody in the background, oh, that's my song!
That was me. That was me. When I heard you all play that, I was like, me and my girls in the car, we was like, that's my song! So we actually listened to the music, so it was great. I like that song, too.
Well, thank you. You know, when I saw it, and it put me in the mind of the, you know, the 15 fights, zero losses, zero draws, 9 TKOs, you know, you have the victory. You've come from a long walk. You are doing some amazing stuff. So that's the theme right there. So, Leticia, baby girl, knockout queen.
That'd be something like me. I'm a good knockout queen, but that'd be me sometime.
Hey. I'm naming it and claiming it, and I'm not even in the ring.
I guess that's what it's about.
That's it. Now, what's on the horizon for you? What do you have coming up? I know you're going to a match, but what can we look forward to from you in the coming days, weeks, months?
Well, I'm trying to do a fight in Cleveland, Ohio this summer. It's not something that's edged out yet. Because we actually talked to the promoters now, so we're trying to set up the fight and stuff now. But we don't. Yeah, take it in there with me. We don't have anything that's is in stone yet. But for the mean part, I'm just training people, working with them, trying to get them something that someone gave me.
Right. A little bit about your training. Someone comes in
This is how I start training people. This is what I do. First I get them an interview, and the reason why I get them an interview because I want to know if they're willing to go that extra mile for me, because they come and ask me to train them, and I don't want them to be like, oh, this is totally hard. And I let them know, I say, you must run. I know that some days you might feel like you can't do it, and you don't know why you're here and you want to leave. And I always tell them, I say, listen, I've been through this more than once. It's not the first time, and it ain't going to be the last time. And I know you're probably telling yourself, I don't want to come back. And I tell them, before you listen to your conscience, just tell yourself, your health means more to you than anything, and that'll keep you afloat, and that'll keep you in this gym, and that'll keep you training. And I get a lot of females because I'm a female, and I know what they're feeling, and I know how to talk to them. So I get a lot of females that approach me and want me to train them because I'm a female, and I know what females thinking, and I know how they feel. And you know, our friends visit us 12 months out of a year, you know. So we always have those issues, and I think a lot of women cling to me because of who I am.
That's great.
Hey, Jerry, I'm doing an interview on the radio right now. I'm putting in the car for you to get some guys to come get it. Come on. Hello?
Okay. Come in and you check your energy level. What's the next step?
Did I check my energy level?
Check energy level to see if they are going to be able to do it and go from there. So how do they start? Okay, that's the aspect. So what do they do? Physical body aspect.
I couldn't hear that because I just walked into the fight. What happened?
Okay, so they have. So the mental aspect is you checking their energy and, you know, seeing where their mind is to encourage them to keep doing it, because if they think they can't do it, of course they won't. So then you look at the mental aspect, and so then you go into the physical. What is the physical aspect of it?
The mental part about it is like, I know you're going to get tired. I knew you're going to not want to do none of the things that I'm asking you to do. So it's my job to push you to the next level and get you out there to do things. Like sometimes I get women that say, well, my man be talking about me and he be calling me fat and, you know, he be making me feel real bad about myself. And I just be looking at them like, baby, you got a job. You beautiful. Okay, so what? You a little bit overweight. So what? You heavy. Go. It's a lot of men out there that like big women. Trust me, you ain't got to settle for that. And a lot of times, like, I be hurting it in a second. I don't know what to really tell him because I never had to experience something like that. So I just try to go off the top of my head to try to make them feel better so they won't be worried about, you know, they low self-esteem or somebody talking about them.
Okay. And then you move into the physical aspect of the training.
Oh, yeah. Just because they may might want to slap them around. You know how certain guys get. They, you ain't listening to me, pal, and slap you. You know, stuff like that. And that's why I come in there. So I always tell them, look, when you announce with your man, don't even make it an argument. Talk to him. Hey, baby, how you doing? How was your day? And the more attitude he gives you, the more nice you be to him. And that's how you avoid a lot of confrontation with your guy. Yeah.
Wow. So it's a physical, it's a mental. What else is involved? So I know there has to be another aspect. What about nutrition? Do you go into that at all?
Definitely. No cheese, no soda, no pop. No soda, no pop, no cheese, no junk food.
There you
go. No eating after 6 o'clock. Look, I'm going to cut it straight down. No eating after 6 o'clock.
I'm not going to be able to. I make a mean macaroni and cheese, baby.
After 7, it got to me. Oh, eating after 6, no cheese. I mean, I can't have cheese burger.
Big, no eating after 6. And look, and that's not California time, okay?
Oh, you got me.
So no cheese, no eating after 6. What about sugars?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
look at you.
Hello? Okay,
I was
doing
the interview. Hello?
Okay, so
hello?
You said no.
Can
you hear me?
I'm on there. Hello? I'm doing it. Could you hear me? My battery is like running low and I'm inside this place. Hello, you can hear me? Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try to find somebody with a Boost Mobile charger. Oh man. I'm at the St. Andrew's Gym on Addison and Palena. It's called the Chicago Golden Gloves, and there's a lot of fights going on here, so I can't really hear. And I'm looking for chargers. I'm looking for my coach. And I'm just running around here like a chicken with my head cut off.
You know, we get into a lot of big things on the show, and it sometimes takes us months. So big.
It
seems like that. I mean, we're at least happy that you're splitting your time with us today.
My signal won't go down. So I'm going to finish talking, baby. Hello?
We thank you for at least splitting your time with us today.
it was more of my pleasure than y'all because it takes a lot to do what you all do and it takes a lot to do what I do. And it was a blessing in disguise through God that we was able to come together. Hey, baby, we was able to come together and make something like this happen. And it's just a blessing and I love it.
Now, how can people reach you again?
They can reach me at Stuart Park, or if it's all right, I can read my cell phone number. But I say, please don't give it to no crazy talking people. But they say, no, okay. They can reach me at Stuart Park, 375 West Elm. 375 West Elm, Stuart Park. It's located on the north side of Chicago.
Number that.
I love it. Huh?
Number that you want to give out?
I was going to give out my cell phone number. And it's 224-220-0016.
Hi. Okay, baby girl, I know you got a lot of things. You got some training that's going on. You got a boxer there. Is there anyone that you would like to thank before we, you know, kind of close the interview out? Because we know you got some big things going on.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank God. Jesus Christ, Lord, Savior, Son of God. I'd like to thank my mother for, you know, not getting an abortion and actually bringing me to this world. I'd like to thank all my real friends because, you know, you have some funny ones. I like to thank all my real friends and all the people who helped me get to this point, and I'd like to thank you all, Radio, for giving me the opportunity to come on there and talk, and I'd like to thank all the listeners and viewers who's going to view it and talk. And it's like I said, it's been a blessing, and I ain't finished. I got a long way to go. I'm just beginning now.
All right. So is there anything you'd like to cover that we might have missed? We got too excited and left off.
Oh, we definitely got to do another interview. This ain't the end. This is just the first. We're gonna do a lot of work in the future. We're gonna do a lot of interviews in the future. This is just the beginning of the interviews, and it was kind of like offsetting, but it was cool because we got a lot done in a small amount of time, and that's what it's about, you know, getting the job done.
That's amazing. Well, we know you have to run. What we're gonna do is we're gonna close out. We're gonna play a few songs that you know, get you hyped up and excited about your about the fight that you're watching, and for, you know, your future fights coming up. And we're trying to fight in Cleveland. You trying to set up a fight in Cleveland?
I'm trying to set up a fight in Cleveland, Ohio for the summer.
Okay, so we just gonna, you know, keep you lifted up so that, you know, we know.
I'm definitely gonna keep you guys posted, and if not, I got Rob's number, so I'm definitely gonna keep them posted on everything that I'm doing. So I'm definitely gonna keep you guys posted on what's going on.
Awesome. Okay. So let's see. Do you like Tupac?
I love Tupac. I love Biggie. Those are my guys.
Here goes some Tupac.
Something for my guys named Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac, yeah, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe. And if you can't learn to love her, you should leave. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him holla. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make me angry and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got a name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Went to local and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life. My buddy lost his whole family. He's gonna take the man and me to conquer this fantasy. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup.
Ooh.
have the babies on their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thank the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big, but still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, and things will never let up. But, please, you gotta keep your head up.
All right.
Hey, that's the hottest song I heard. I love that. I love that song. And I actually have that song on my phone.
We just want to let you know that we are out there. You got the victory. We know you come through and you keep your head up because you're going to do it. You are a role model for these young ladies out here and for some young men. So we are excited to have had you on our show. Leticia, baby girl, new AKA Knockout Queen Robinson. So you go and enjoy your fight, and we know we'll be hearing a lot more from you, Big.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com. Thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals. Makes us successful. Think big, everyone.
All right. Well, Leticia, it was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you guys, too. Thank you, guys.
Good night. Mr. Big. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. Just want to remind you all to stay tuned. There are some awesome things coming down the pike. There are some great special guests that we have coming up. Stay tuned tomorrow when we have Kimyon Zari. That will be scheduled at 8 p.m., same bat time, same bat channel. So we're going to take you out with some amazing. Let's see. What shall we go out on? Because we have some amazing. We had an amazing person on here. So let's play. You know what? Thank you for letting me be myself because, you know, I'm pretty sure she had a lot of obstacles to overcome. So we're going to play that. Thank you for letting me be myself.
Blog Talk Radio.